Hi everybody, how are you? I hope you're all doing really, really well. I'm doing great, thankfully, today. I do great most days. this is Leah Fitzgerald here again with you, and welcome to the Fertility Lounge. I hope that you are enjoying the podcast so far. I haven't done one in about 10 days, so this is a brand new one. So today I'm going to talk a little bit, and it's going to be totally ad-libbing. So I've nothing crafted or drafted or written down for this, because this is one that I want to be really, really authentic with, because it's a very I suppose it's an issue that I found to be a little bit difficult when I was going through fertility. And I put up an Instagram post on it recently, and that Instagram post got a lot of private messages from it, people asking me had I any tips with regards to what I'm going to talk about. So that Instagram post was stating, "Work and fertility, is this an uncomfortable mix?" And you know something, I think it can be. It can be, and I suppose there are things we can do to make that mix a little bit more comfortable. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself when I was going through my fertility journey, and I'm sure this is going to resonate with so many of you out there. And you know what? It'll probably resonate even more once you start thinking about it and you're like, oh my goodness, you're right. When I was going through my fertility journey with my, you know, before I had my two gorgeous daughters, I had to go through IVF. So I was diagnosed infertile. We'd been trying for a baby for 8 years and no luck at all. And IVF was our only option. So you probably hear from my voice, I'm actually based in Ireland. I'm Irish, and I am down in a county called Cork. Okay, I'm the most southern point. I'm actually the beginning or the end of what we call the Wild Atlantic Way, which is the most beautiful coastal route, which brings us all the way from either Northern Ireland or down to the south, or from the south all the way up to the north on the west coast of Ireland, which is a really rugged, beautiful coastline. And I'm from a town called Kinsale, which is the very starting point or the very end point, depending where you start from, of that Wild Atlantic Way. So I'm down at the toes of Ireland. And I was working during my IVF cycles. I was working with regards to my clinic, etc. And I was up and down to Dublin, which is the capital of Ireland. I was up and down to Dublin quite a lot, actually, doing talks, lecturing, etc. And I was in an utter tizzy when I had myself booked in for so many talks. I had nights and nights away. I remember there was one particular episode of being away that I think I was away for either 3 or 4 nights, and I was really distressed. I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do with my medicines? Because my medicines needed to be refrigerated. And this would have been a good bit of the way through, actually, the fertility, the IVF cycle, we'll say. So I would have been a number of weeks into injecting myself. And I remember thinking, like, I have to get this right because we're so close to the finish line. I can't let anything interrupt, this cycle. I can't let anything happen now that will cause an issue. And I had to inject at the same time every night. Now, I knew my talks were going to be finished by that time. I knew I would be back in the hotel by that time. Excuse me. But my issue was, you know, where do I keep my medication? Are you even allowed to keep drugs and medication in hotels? This is what was going through my mind. I was like, oh my goodness. So then I was right, okay, what am I going to do? And then I thought, do I tell the other people who I'm doing talks with? Do I tell those other people who I'm working with now about this fertility journey? Do I tell them that I have medication? I need to, no matter what they want to do in the evenings, I need to be back in my hotel room at such and such time because I need to inject. And for anybody who knows me, you'll know that the fertility journey for me was an exceptionally private journey. It was something I didn't want to share with anybody. My mom knew, some of my closest friends, some of my family knew, but aside from that, nobody knew. Obviously, my husband knew. And it was just something I wasn't prepared to talk about. I wasn't prepared mentally to talk about it, and I wasn't prepared emotionally to talk about it, and I just did not want to talk about it, full stop. So I was faced then with this dilemma. Here I am with work, I have colleagues, I've put myself in the line that I've committed to these talks that I'm going to do. I've committed to these lectures, and I want to do them. They're part of my role as a fertility health expert. So I need to continue with my job because that's what I do, you know. But how do I marry the two? How do I set my work and my fertility journey on a path that they can coincide and live very happily with each other? and I found it very, very difficult. So I made a few decisions. I was like, right, okay, I'm not going to tell my colleagues. That's number one. That was a big relief for me. And I said, somehow I will be able to hide this. Now, even when I think back on that, hiding something, I was making it into a taboo in my mind. Maybe not a taboo. Maybe that's the wrong word. It wasn't a taboo in the true sense of the word taboo. It was more of, I was so terrified. I was so afraid that this wasn't going to work, that I was not going to end up with a baby. I just didn't want anybody to know what was going on in my life. I didn't want them to know that part of my life because I was so vulnerable. So I made that decision and that was a weight off my shoulders. To a degree, I was still panicked a little bit. What will they think if I don't go downstairs for dinner or for drinks? Because I would usually be the one who would love the company and love socializing. So anyway, I had made that decision. That was great. And then I was like, right, okay, now what do I do with my medicine? So my poor mother, when I think about it, my mom was so upset for me. And she was like, right, okay, let's think of a plan. We were going to buy a mini fridge. And you know, I'm laughing, but actually that would have been a great, great option. A really small mini fridge. I wouldn't have been a bit embarrassed carrying it through the hotel because, you know, you cannot be guaranteed that a hotel room will have a fridge in it. Now, you know, it's funny because when you're going through the journey, you don't really think about the realities of things, or you don't think of some of your options. I could so easily have rung the hotel and said, I need a room that has a mini fridge in it. Most hotels have a mini fridge. But in my mind, I was like, what if I end up in the one room of the hotel that has no access to a mini fridge? Or what if the mini fridge is broken? Do I have to go down to the kitchen and ask them to stash my IVF medication, you know? So my mom was like, right, okay, let's buy a mini fridge. So I was like, right, okay. And then I was like, look, no, it's not going to be possible because, you know, my colleagues will be with me. What if they see me carrying a mini fridge? And they're like, it was just in my mind too complicated. So then my mom came up with a brainwave. She was like, right, okay, how about if we buy a travel mug, a stainless steel travel mug, if we put ice into it? And I was like, no. I said, we can't put ice into it because you can't freeze the medication. She was like, no, bear with me. She said, we'll put in a little bit of ice, but we'll also buy some sort of a container that we can wrap all your medication and, you know, the vials of medication, the liquid vials. We'll wrap them up in something. We'll put them into another form of a capsule and we'll do it in such a way that we will eventually get it into this travel mug, the stainless steel travel mug that has packed ice at the bottom of it, so that acts like a fridge. And I remember thinking, oh my goodness, this is great. This sounds like a wonderful plan. So actually that's what we did. And I remember my first daughter transfer with her was in May. So it would have been sometime, gosh, I'm trying to think, would this have been around the end of April, maybe sometime around then? So the weather in Ireland wouldn't have been warm, but I remember this particular trip to Dublin, the weather was so warm. And I was like, oh my God, could we please not go back to the days when it's all rain? Because I was panicked that the car was going to heat up and that my little mini fridge, my travel mug, stainless steel mini fridge was going to melt. You know, and that my medication would be destroyed and ruined. And what would I do? Of course, then there was the worry about, have I enough needles with me, etc., etc. I think I must have packed and repacked and checked and rechecked everything. Oh my goodness, 40 times. So now I got to Dublin, went straight to the bar, asked for a glass with ice, a pint glass with ice, please. And, you know, do you want something in it? No, thanks. I just need the ice. Back up to the room, repacked my mini fridge. And lo and behold, there was an actual fridge in the bedroom. But I do know that when I was on a trip with my other daughter, I did the exact same thing and there wasn't a fridge in my room. So I was very thankful for it. And I remember at that time, I kept the stainless steel, my little homemade fridge. I think I kept it in the bathroom because that was the coolest room. But anyway, so you know, then, okay, so that's one thing. I got over those hurdles, and I'm sure many of you have faced hurdles like these and you're like, oh my goodness, I have commitments at work, I have to do this meeting tonight, etc., etc. So what do? You know, you find a way around it, but it can be really distressing. It can be very distressing to find a way around it. So maybe the key is to tell your team, let your team and your colleagues know what's going on. So then my next issue was like, oh my goodness, we'll have down regulation, we'll have egg retrieval, we'll have transfer. Three more things now, but this was the egg retrieval and the transfer were the two. We'd have to have a whole host of scans before that to make sure everything is going as it should. How do I deal with this? Now the clinic was excellent. I managed to get booked in really early in the morning, so it didn't interrupt my own work. And then I decided I was going to book annual leave. I said, right, I booked a full week. Now, I would have had a weekend on either side of that. So I would have finished work on the Friday and I wouldn't have been due back until the following Monday week. And my, if I can remember rightly, my transfer was supposed to be due on, was it the Thursday or the Friday of that following week? So I was going to have retrieval, I would be on holidays, and then we'd have transfer. And I think it was hitting in and around the Thursday and the Friday was supposed to be when it was all coming to its complete end. But it went over. So maybe it was the Friday, actually. Maybe we reached day 3 blastocyst. I can't remember now the exact details. But anyway, it ran over and we were going for transfer on the Monday, the day I was due back to work. And I remember thinking, oh my God, how could this be? But you know something, I planned every single bit of it and it didn't work the way I had it planned. Because nothing, I suppose, is guaranteed with IVF and there are many dynamics and variables and we can't pinpoint exact days for anything. So I simply, when I knew that we were heading down that route, I just cancelled all my clinic for that Monday. I just cancelled everybody and I rescheduled them. And I actually cancelled the Tuesday as well because I was like, oh my goodness, if this goes into another day. So women, or at least work and IVF or work and fertility, because when you're going through the fertility journey, you know, there are, even if you're not going down the route of IVF, there are days when you might be in work and you might get your period. And the emotions that would come with that can be something that you would need to, you know, deal with in a work situation, which I can, you know, that's not easy. I can tell you that much. It's not easy. Then you might be overwhelmed at any stage or, you know, with regards to your fertility, somebody, a colleague might come in and might announce that they're pregnant. So we're very vulnerable when we're out of our comfort zone. We're very vulnerable when we're out of our comfort circle, we'll say, our circle where we can be vulnerable or where we know that we're safe. And when we go out to our work environment, often we allow ourselves open, I suppose, more. There's more area for vulnerability. So when it comes to a fertility journey of any kind and work, yes, you can marry the two, but it can take a lot of work or a little work, depending on how open you are. You know, I think the more open you are, the easier it would be to marry the two. But there are two things that we try and combine, and it can be difficult to combine them. And I suppose all I would say is that try and make it as easy as you can. Be kind to yourself during that time. Try your very best to minimize the stress. Like I remember saying to myself at the time, no matter what I feel right now about the stress of work, etc., in a few years' time, if all of this works, I'm not even going to remember that stress. And that's so true. I can even laugh about it now. I mean, you heard me during this. I'm like, let me think now, is that right? And, you know, I'm losing some of the detail. But at that time, that detail, I was honed focus on it. So, you know, in the grand scheme of things, you know, the fertility journey is the most important part. And if a few things at work have to be compromised, you know, something I would say to you, feel happy within yourself or allow yourself to make those compromises if you possibly can. So that's it. So I hope you enjoyed it. Maybe you might think it was a bit of a ramble, but I think it's nice for you to know where, you know, where other people have come from. And I know a lot of my clinics, a lot of my clients, I do a lot of early morning clinics and a lot of evening clinics because it's difficult for women and couples and men to come out of work, especially if their work doesn't know about their journey. So best of love and respect to all of you. And I wish you the very best on your fertility journey. And if you need my help, please reach out and I am here for you all. Take good care. And this is Leah Fitzgerald. I always say at the end, in the summer of 2021, you will find me at leahfitzgerald.com. For now, you'll find me at fertilityhealthclinic.ie. .ie is Irish. You'll also find me on Facebook at Fertility Health. I'm on Instagram. I'm Leah Fitzgerald on Instagram. And I'm Leah Fitzgerald Fertility and Wellness on LinkedIn. So please contact me if you need me. I'm here. If you need one of my fertility programs, I'm here. I have a really exciting program coming later this year or maybe early next year. I'm not sure yet when I will launch it. It's my Optimum Fertility Method, which is a wonderful live 3-month program. But I will tell you all about that closer to the time. Take care, everybody. Mind yourselves. Bye-bye.